horizon. Ever, summer, every tide. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride.
Oh boy.
That was timed out pretty well with the screen there.
I did that on purpose.
That was great. Ooh, a couple of hot cockin' dog dickers.
Cock-a-doodle. I don't know.
Penis.
Yes.
Hello and welcome everyone to another fantaculous, spaculous. Fabulous episode of How Sadness the Dick Cast. I'm your number one cock a doodle dude, Jacob Sarah Palin Kuba.
Oh, wow. Sarah Palin around with penises.
Jacob Allen.
Oh.
Californication. And with me as always is the one, the only, the golden, the crispy, the crunchy, the flannel wiping.
Have you ever seen me wear flannel
sucker
in your life?
No,
I was going to say. That's me, Casey. All my friends are Ted Two.
Oh.
Stoddard. Yeah.
I like it. Never Ted 2, the movie?
Didn't see it.
All my friends. My only friends are Ted.
Yeah.
The movies.
Yes.
Oh, that's good to know, man. Thanks. Yeah. I'm glad I made the cut.
Hey, man. I mean, you know, it's a tough list.
I need to be a teddy bear.
To be my friend.
Oh, my God. Speaking of fucking Ted.
Okay, let's hear it.
Just real quick. Seth MacFarlane is in the new... shit, I just forgot this asshole's name. Soderbergh movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's in fucking the Logan Lucky. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I think you might have mentioned that.
Yeah, as you know, my stepdad was in town this past weekend.
Yes.
And we went...
Mike. Mike needs to do some curls.
He never... you want to know something funny? Is I saw him checking out... He needs to do some lifting, man. Yeah. You got to teach him a thing or two.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw him checking out my new tattoo, the Coney Dog, dissected Coney Dog, and he never asked about it once.
Really?
Not once. And I think... I don't know. It's... I mean, because we're past the point of...
Yeah.
Him... He already knows I put stupid shit on me.
Yeah. You know? Oh, he knows you have your own gun too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He knows because he saw the fart one. As soon as I showed up in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot. And then the nicknames and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole was I supposed to be proud kind of thing. But I was curious about it because I didn't really care. I didn't want him to take a closer look because it looks sort of sketchy. It looks cool sketchy, and that's gonna sound dumb because it sounds like I'm making excuses for not being good enough yet. But
He probably liked it, but like didn't want to give you the satisfaction of like saying,
you know what's funny?
You know what? That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that's what it
maybe
was.
Maybe that's what it is. Son of a bitch.
Or he was just like, I could go for a hot dog right now.
Oh, man. And we did end up making kind of conies.
Yeah.
They're phony dogs.
Phony. Okay.
But I made
Coney
him some,
with a K.
I made him some dogs on the roller.
Yeah.
Coney made a children dogs.
Yeah.
You just
kill a kid and eat a hot dog.
Or you kill a kid and make a hot dog out of them.
There you go. Why not?
That's recycling, right?
Yes,
there.
Yes, exactly. It's not murder. It's not genocide if you recycle.
That's the only way to get AIDS from a hot dog.
That's probably not true.
Probably not true at all. Yeah. You could probably eat a hot dog out of someone's butt and get AIDS off of it.
I would hope so.
That's called the ketchup surprise.
All right.
Did you put ketchup on this to help it go up your ass? No, the ketchup came out after it was already up there.
Yes.
AIDS blood.
Exactly.
Welcome to America.
What do you think of the dogs?
He actually likes the roller dogs,
right?
Which
they're
is
so good.
Well, it's really funny. He comes out to visit LA, and I knew this was going to happen because he and I just like hang out. I knew we'd either like spend a lot of time in his hotel room just watching movies and having a couple drinks and bullshitting, or we would like go around to different like food places and eat and bullshit. That wherever we could sit and bullshit,
yeah.
That's what we were going to do. And that's pretty much all we did. We just mixed it between walking to show him places, driving to show him places, or food places after a movie or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like, not a lot of people. A lot of people would be like, "Yo, you went on vacation and saw a fucking movie," but it's like,
you didn't go to the Walk of Fame or the Lookout or.
Dude, we drove through Hollywood. We drove through Hollywood just so I could show
it
him.
Just
like,
sucks.
And he's like, "This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's
like,
dirty, I don't wanna, man."
I was like, "Yeah, it's a whole facade, man. It's a, it's like a, it's a turd that's not even spray painted gold.
No,
it's just shit. It's just all shit. Duty. It's just all poo poo caca." Yeah.
Once you get past B-Dubs, it just sucks.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got a new hookup at B-Dubs.
I know, yeah.
Keep it to ourselves. But, your boy getting real friendly at this Hollywood B-Dubs. And I tell you, it's working in my favor.
They got your back, all right.
My flavor favor, yes. You know? But one of the movies we went and saw was Logan Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually really excited about it because I like Soderbergh, but I'm kind of always a little hesitant with him. Because
recently, it seems like, right?
Well, because I like his stuff, but then there's always like these weird, when it's like, it's very hit or miss with me.
Yeah.
Because when it's a miss, it's like a fucking miss.
Yeah. Like, I would agree with that, yeah.
I don't know. There's just some that I'm just not a huge fan of. I mean, I like those caper movies and shit, like the Ocean's 11s and 12 and 13s, whatever. I like those that are just fun, even when they're not like great, but they're also driven by an amazing cast, and like you're laughing at Casey Affleck and shit, and his brother bickering is always fucking hilarious, and Cheadle doing weird shit, all of them. It's just very fun, and the banter back and forth is very cool. And but it's that one especially is very like actor driven, you know, character driven kind of thing. And so we went and saw Logan Lucky, and it's fucking bad, man. I hated it. I just didn't like it.
I didn't see it, but I was looking forward to it.
And written by some British coos.
It's a lie. It's a lie, yeah.
It just sucks. I don't know. There's a line. It just felt like it was super pandering.
Yeah.
It felt like there were several jokes in it that were very pandering to what's happening nowadays, which I thought was pretty fucking stupid. Because
what do you mean by that?
There's like a Game of Thrones thing. So
jokes like
pop culture, kind of thing.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. Yeah. And it I don't know. I don't like it when it seems like it's forced.
Yeah.
And it did. It seemed like it was forced. It didn't like come up. I don't know. Whatever. It was clearly there to try and be clever, and a lot of people really liked it in the theater. So I'm the curmudgeon. I'm the fucking cunt. So that's fine. I was the one shaking my head. I didn't care for it. And then it seemed like they even say in the movie, in the background, in the news, there's this thing where they say, oh, the people are calling it Ocean 7-Eleven, based on like the whole caper of what the movie's about.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so fucking stupid. It's like you're setting or like you're beating reviewers to the punch.
Mm-hmm.
Like if no one would have said that in the movie, some reviewer would have come up with that.
The AV Club.
Oh my god! Like, I did it first, and
I'm the funniest person ever.
Yeah, it was weird. It was just weird because it seemed like a director ripping himself off.
Yeah,
it was very strange.
That sucks. I was looking up a movie that I thought he did, but he didn't do it.
What was it?
It was Cronenberg instead.
Oh.
It was Map to the Stars.
Oh, I don't know that movie.
I heard that was pretty good.
Okay.
No. Cosmopolis. Yeah, Cosmopolis. With they both Robert have. Pattinson. Yeah, they both. Yeah, he was in the other one too. Yeah, I heard that one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, Woody liked that one.
Yeah, but yeah.
Cronenberg, always trying to get me to watch it with his dick out.
Oh, I know Woody.
Yeah,
you walk into a room, he's got his dick out
and his tongue out.
Yeah,
zipper down,
zipper
cock out. Fat tonguing, swallowing his own teeth.
Wow.
I don't know what he's doing with his life.
It's okay. You know, you just let him be.
he texted me the other day, and I had like just woken up from a nap, and he asked me what my email address was, and and just like in my like sleepy haze, you know, when you wake up and you're like sleep drunk, and in my sleepy haze, I just texted back, "Eat my ass at youreafaggot.com," and then I immediately went to GoDaddy and bought youreafaggot.com.
Yeah, you did.
So now I can say that.
It's going to come in handy.
And it's very come in handy. Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Show Business. My email address is
Yeah. Oh God, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just one of my favorites. That and It's Your Boy at OGHotDogPenis.com. That's a fun one.
Oh man, did I ever?
It's just a fun idea. I'm sorry.
I like it. No. I'll just
when someone asks you your email, and it's like 6969 Battlefield Earth 9/11 at jizzfarm.org.
Yeah.
And they're like, very funny asshole. And you're like,
I'm sorry.
Like, seriously,
this is all I have.
This is all I can afford.
I don't know how to work Gmail.
JizzFarm.org cost me $100,000.
Yeah.
That was a pricey domain.
Show some fucking respect, you piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, nothing.
I just remembered what we were supposed to be on track for, too.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say a Soderbergh thing I like that he did. He did a... Well, I didn't see the movie. He did a movie called Girlfriend Experience, but they made a TV show about it, and it was actually, like, really good.
Okay.
But it was funny because, like, it takes place in Chicago, but, like, I think... They didn't do, like, it doesn't look like it. It's not filmed in Chicago at all.
Oh, really?
Like, unless they film in, like, the richest parts of downtown, but it still doesn't look like Chicago at all. And also, like, they're like, it's like, it takes place, like, the main character is, like, this girl who works for a law firm. And then she's trying to work her way up, but she's also like a high-end escort.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like you have like these rich lawyer people who are like, yeah, you want to go to the bars? They're like, yeah, let's go to Logan Square. And I'm like, no fucking lawyers go to Logan Square.
Is it lower class kind of thing?
Yeah, like Logan Square is like, yeah, it's like the hipster area. Like the high-end people would go to like, I don't know, like fucking Lakeview or I don't know, Ravenswood or some shit like that. They wouldn't go to Logan goddamn Square. Like no one did any research. And I'm like, this... But yeah, it was a good. It's a good show, though. I like it quite a bit. Yeah,
so that's the only little hole you could poke.
I mean, there's other
there's
holes.
Probably more, yeah. Oh, poking holes.
There we go. Getting speaking of poking holes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I forgot. I got off track. Seth MacFarlane was in that movie. First, like immediate. Okay, so while I'm watching it, I'm not going to give anything away because I respect the idea of everyone having their own opinions and everything like that. So.
Adam Driver fucks his own butt. Sorry.
Great. Kylo Ren licks his own dad's asshole.
I was going to say his name, and I was like, I don't know his Star Wars character's name. Like, I didn't see that.
He gets his red wings.
Oh, yeah, he does.
But Adam Driver was fucking great. He was an amazing actor.
That's the thing, dude. I like that. Like, the cast looked really good, and I was like, oh, Soderbergh. Like, he did some TV shit, but he hasn't done a movie in a while, so... But yeah, that's a fucking bummer, man.
Tatum wasn't as good as I expected, which kind of bummed me out. Everybody else was good. There was a good chunk of people that I hadn't even seen before. But then the dude who plays Winter Soldier is like a small part, is a NASCAR driver, and he was pretty
funny. Chris
Evans? No.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
What his name is, but he was pretty good. But then fucking Seth MacFarlane, and mind you, see, I don't know. I'm going to say it's this weird loophole that these fucking people use where it's like, this is the only way I'd give it benefit of the doubt is it's Seth MacFarlane played this super fucking obnoxious character.
Did he do a voice?
Yes. He was like fucking British, Scottish kind of thing.
Thank you.
He was like an energy drink representative. So just really like always chewing gum and just really annoying and fucking just shitty. And, I don't know. For a second, you kind of want to be like, okay, maybe the director hired him because he's like, he's a cunt. He's going to be a good cunt.
Yeah,
like,
and he can do a voice.
But there's no fucking way they did that. They're friendly with each other. There's no way that probably. Soderbergh is like, fuck this asshole. Like,
yeah. That's
I just hate that. You see that shit in movies every once in a while, and you're like, God damn it. Why the fuck? You couldn't have had a cool character actor be in that part. Like, it would have been way more fun. And he looks like... It looks like he has a fucking fake mustache. Seth MacFarlane just should not be an actor. He shouldn't be in anything.
Yeah.
He wants to live off his voice money. Let him live off his voice money and sing his fucking dick squeezing Vegas blues songs or whatever.
Yeah.
Rat pack.
Blow tunes.
Yeah. Shove a rat up his ass.
Oh, there you go.
Pack a rat up his ass and.
Yeah. Fudge pack it there.
Fudge pack a rat up his ass and get a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
Something. I don't care. Do whatever.
Well, he's got his own. He's got a new live action show coming out.
I know. It's some fucking sci-fi thing, right?
Yeah. On Fox. Yeah. I mean, he probably pretty much has like carte blanche there, pretty much, I imagine.
Because
He's fucking making that. He's made them so much money.
I bet you he just fingers people just because he can.
Yeah.
He just walks up and he's like, hey, Fred, diggly, diggly, diggly. And he's like, God damn it, man. Like, come on. Like, I had Mexican for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's like, why'd you eat a whole burrito for breakfast? Stay out of my business, Seth. Yeah. Eat
my ass.
I'll come back later.
Yeah. I don't know what that became, but it was a bummer. Yeah. That was like, that
sucks, man.
So the first thing was like, there was a heavy, this is what I get worried about with Soderbergh. We're going to stop after this too, because otherwise I could rant.
Okay.
Some of his dialogue can just be so fucking fake.
Yeah.
It's like this faux real bullshit, like, mm-hmm. this, like, oh, it's in Alabama or West Virginia, wherever the fuck it was. It's like, this is just the neat way that they talk. And, like, sometimes it's really dumb.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's, like, oddly smart.
Uh-huh.
Like, written in, and you're like, what the fuck? What is he, then? Like, is he secretly smart? Or is he a fucking dummy that trips into smart-sounding shit? Like, I don't know. I'm a fucking retard. I don't ever sound smart.
Well, I don't know.
But then Tatum's acting was kind of rough.
And then
you see the first scene Adam Driver's in, you see the fucking cunt mouth come walking out, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like way too good
cunt mouth.
Yeah, cunt mouth. I'm like way too good with faces too.
Yeah.
So like I'm sitting next to my stepdad and I go, oh god damn it. Like and he's like, who the fuck is, well, I don't vocalize anything in the theater, but it was just like,
I bet you a lot of people still don't know what he looks like.
No. I bet he's fine. And people are like, oh, he's not a... Look, it's not cunt mouth. But like, who's this cunt face?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, I'm over that. But
no, that's cool, man. Yeah,
I brought him to the Dome. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, that's a good place to see a movie. The Dome is
neat, man. Anybody who likes movies that comes out to LA, go fucking check out the Dome. It's just like a neat little thing.
There's a lot of great theaters,
Yeah,
there's a lot of great theaters. But I mean, Arclight's pretty... I mean... The Dome is cool, so
some people don't like it, but I mean, like, I'm not gonna bring my fucking
to see fucking La La Land. And the Dome was the dumbest.
Yeah,
Hort was just stupid to begin with.
Yeah,
because I don't whatever.
Not for everybody.
Apparently. Yeah, but to see like Baby Driver there or like
Wolverine. I saw Midnight Special there.
Oh yeah,
so it added like that extra sci-fi element. Yeah, there's those weird bubbles on the ceiling. Yeah. That was fucking cool.
Yeah, if you can go to a movie made for a big screen, then it's better. Like, I imagine Dunkirk was probably pretty
cool. Oh, yeah, that was probably dope.
Yeah, but you don't want to see fucking, I don't know, an art movie, you know?
No.
You don't want to see the next...
Logan Lucky didn't even really work in there, honestly.
Cause really?
Because it was shot a little more indie than...
Yeah.
So it was just like a small movie that
didn't...
Not a ton
of race sequences and shit?
No.
Really?
No. The trailer makes it seem a lot faster than it actually is. It's a lot more drawn out.
Yeah,
I don't know. Meh. You know what? If you like Soderbergh, go check it out.
Yeah,
if you're on the fence, don't.
Yeah.
Wait for DVD.
If you're on that fence, just sit down harder.
I'll tell you.
That's what it feels like to watch that movie. Exactly. You know?
Grip both sides.
Grip both sides.
And just pull it down. Yeah. I was going to say, here's a nice lesson. Some people throw carpet over fences to jump over barbed wire.
That's true.
Just throw a bunch of dildos up there.
Okay.
Next time. But, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's fun for every bun.
There we go. Whoa. All right. Speaking of buns.
You all need to ride down the stairs?
Yes. So we can get to some...
Hilly who?
Billy do.
How do you like me? I don't like you. Wouldn't you fuck me? No, I wouldn't. Well, eat my butt and suck in my tits.
Wouldn't fuck me. Perfect, man. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I like
it. Oh, another edition of Wouldn't Fuck Me.
Big ol' fuck titties. All right.
WFMers.
Yeah. This first Wouldn't Fuck Me is Gretchen Mol. She was in Manchester by the Sea and Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who she is?
Boardwalk Empire? I'd recognize
she's
her.
She's
this joke will
give it away. But just know that she was in Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was her fat dick son.
Oh.
Her fat dicked son, you know?
Okay.
Because in that show, she fucks her son. But, I mean, can you blame her? Her son's handsome.
Oh, it's the one girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Peaky Blinders.
Oh, no. You didn't watch Boardwalk? I thought you started a little bit.
I think I watched all of it.
Oh, yeah? For real?
Yeah. Sometimes I get drunk and watch stuff, though, and then I'm like...
Remember Michael Pitt?
Yeah.
It was his mom.
Oh.
Yeah, they fuck in season two, man. Shit. It's always, like, weirdly hinted at that they fuck, and I'm like... They're not going to go that way.
And then they do it.
Spoiler, he fucks his own mom and they like it.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey. Yeah. What is that fucking commercial?
give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
I have no idea.
Oh, Mikey likes it. It's like some fucking
what?
Cheerio dickhead 80s commercial or something.
Oh, I'll buy it.
You never heard of that?
No.
It's like Life cereal or something. And some kid's like, oh, I don't know if I want to eat it. It looks like rabbit shit or something. And then they're like, give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
He's a fucking...
Give it to the mongoloid. He'll eat anything. He eats carpet.
Mikey likey.
And then, and then they give it to him and he like, ooh, and he does like a thumbs up thing. And then they're like, Mikey likes. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty all right.
It's probably, it's a...
Not my dad!
Hey!
I don't know.
That's Mikey. He doesn't like that. That's the one thing he doesn't like.
That's true. That's what I've heard.
That's what I yell every time a guy tries to fuck me. I'm like, hey, get out of here.
There we go. Oh, almost.
God damn it. Hey, you.
Get out of here.
You're not my dad.
Yeah.
Ugly ass fucking notary.
Ugh, man, how quickly we can bring this to a screeching halt.
Yeah, I know, man.
We need a screech button, not from Saved by the Bell.
But he's gay.
Mm.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right.
Here's my wouldn't fuck me here. Okay. This is my wouldn't fuck me is Renee Zellweger. Mm. Wedger. What is it?
I think Wegger.
Yeah. Renee Zellweger.
Whoa, that was weird. That sounded like one person.
Jinx, you owe me a gallon of cum.
It was Jacob saying it, and then I just mouthed it with my butthole. Ace Ventura style.
A mint or maybe some banaka? Renee Zellweger wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I wanted to fuck her, because she's gross. I think she is a gross person.
Oh, really?
And I was watching this movie the other day called Appaloosa, and she looks woof rough in that movie. I'm not a fan.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Mama. Well, she played like the love interest of Ed Harris. And I know Ed Harris has got kind of a gravelly face.
He's old.
Yeah, Simmons is old. She looked, I don't know, she looked rough.
Diaries?
No, I've never seen any of those. I don't think I've ever seen anything that I thought like, oh, okay, yeah, like this potato face could mash me. Or I'd mash that potato face. I don't know, any of those things. I don't know, she just looked rough in this one. And she was supposed to be like the interest. And I was like,
What was it called?
Appaloosa.
Never
heard
of
it. Ed Harris and Viggo Mortensen are. He was the main seller for me, and I was watching some westerns, and so
interesting.
Yeah, I turned it on to fall asleep to, and then I watched it.
Had some nightmares.
And Viggo was dope, but and so was Ed. It should have been good, but
yeah,
it was. I don't know if it was Ed Harris's directorial debut. I don't think it was, but it wasn't great.
Oh,
the ending was trash, and it was just this whole thing. It was a really poorly. A written female character too. She was just like, you fucking hated her guts because like one minute she was just like the top dog fucker and that was it. Like, yeah, just like red dicking up and down the boulevard.
She was Clifford the big big cock dog.
What if Clifford had a human male penis?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a huge dick, and I was like, I hope so.
Well, he probably does. Yeah, I was gonna say it'd be funny if the big red dog though had like a human male penis.
That would be very strange.
Yeah.
Why would they draw that on that big red dog?
I bet you there's been a ton of human male dongs drawn on that dog.
Yeah, probably. Libraries, man. Yeah, that and then the fucking Eric Carlson books.
Oh.
Those butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a fat cock on that, put some lights on it when you turn the page, you know? You ever read those books? They would like, you would like turn the page and they would like light up and shit.
You could draw dicks on it?
No, it was just, I was saying like, yeah, you could, yeah, then you'd have a glow in the dark dick, you know?
Gotcha.
Why
yeah, whatever.
Not? Yeah,
Renee Zellweger's a. It looks like she got hit
you
in the face
what?
With a pizza paddle.
I'm glad
that was on fire.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys wouldn't fuck.
And yeah, I'm glad too. Yeah. But I don't. Let me just. It just pissed me off so much because I'm watching this movie and I know it's a Western, but she's like all into Ed Harris because he's like the top dog. He's a hired gun there, and he takes over the town and shuts down this gang and blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, she gets fucking kidnapped. And held, like, captive, and Ed Harris has got to find her and shit. And then Ed Harris finds her, and she's fucking the dude who stole her.
Really?
And then he gets her back, and he stays with her, and is like, so what? And Viggo's like, yeah, I think she just wants to fuck whoever's the most popular or whatever. And then she tries to kiss Viggo, and then she fucks the other dude, and it's crazy. It's fucked up. You know it just sucks.
Yeah, dude. You know what they say about that dude?
That dude is gay.
Oh, Ed Harris?
Everyone, you know?
Okay.
Everyone in that movie. I'm glad I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, don't do it. I like Viggo Mortensen, but
yeah, he's a cool dude. I'm not a big Western dude, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with him. Watch Proposition. That's a good Western.
Which one's that?
Hmm.
Is that the one with Hannibal? Oh, no. Okay.
I don't remember the director. It's Australian Western.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Australian, man.
That's cool.
They know how to make a film and fuck a kangaroo, let me tell you. You know? All right. That was dumb. My dad. This next lady is... This doesn't make any sense, but why not? Julia Garner. She's the blonde-haired, curly girl from fucking We Are What We Are.
Oh,
and she's also in that
in Ozark.
New, yeah.
Yeah,
so she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I had two tickets to Paradise, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Do you ever watch that show?
No.
Paradise with fucking Tara Reid when she was on.
No.
Yeah.
There's a show called Paradise?
Yeah, dude. It was bad.
I thought you were going to say that she was in like United States of Terror or something.
Oh, no. I was trying to do a thing. Well, no, actually... The truth is, I thought of that. I thought two tickets to Paradise on the way to work, and then I was like, I got nothing for her. So, yeah. Now, Paradise was a show on E! Where they would have Tara Reid go to like different bars and like, oh, this bar's really cool. It's blah, blah, blah. But you would just get shit-faced. So it was like sad. You're like, oh, I'm watching a person with a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not fun.
And this weird, like,
yeah,
but there was twig like, of a person, like bones and skin. Oh, it would have been funny if she and Andrew Dice Clay had a sex tape, and that's what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
Two Dickets in Paradise.
Yeah. Jack and Jill went up the hill and...
To fuck her in the cunt. Hey!
He's hilarious.
Ooh! Poison the boner hole.
Yes.
Okay.
But anyways...
Right. My last one, fuck me here, is a My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her oats.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch the My Little Pony doc? The Bronies?
No.
Me and Stahura watched
it. Freaks me out a little bit.
Me and Stahura got super high and watched it, and we were both like, okay, we got to turn this off. So it's creepy,
it
man.
It creeps me out a little too much. Like, some of that shit, I don't know. There's no... I don't know.
It was like, because like you could tell that they were sexually attracted to the ponies, but then like on top of that, like it combined, like I could, it took the two things separately that like I could accept, but like together was too much. Like one, right. They wanted to fuck them, and then two, they knew everything fucking about them. So I was like, this is just too much.
It'd be creepy if
the kids show probably.
Right,
that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's hard. You're so distracted by the fact of the other two things.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, I don't know, I didn't see the doc, but it always seems like with shit like that, they like gloss over the fact that like, it's like a given that they want to fuck them. Mm-hmm. Or there's like the doc that'll be like, they don't want to, we're trying to show that they're just really into this shit. And it's like,
no,
why are they, why?
No, they like, want to take, they want to make some Princess Sparkles in that puss.
Ugh. You know?
Bronies, yeah, that's what they call themselves, but yeah,
little bronies.
Yeah, it was. I felt very uncomfortable.
Girl Scout nookies.
Ooh, did it all for the Samoans.
What? There you go. Oh boy.
Yeah. So you can take that cookie.
I guess I just can't. I can't relate to someone who's obsessed with anything at all ever.
Yeah.
What are I can't
stamps?
Yeah. I don't care. I'm jealous of it sometimes. I think I've talked about that before where you talk to someone and they like know. I have favorite songs that I don't even remember all the lyrics to shit unless I'm singing along to it. And even then, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little jealous, but at the same time, There's something as great as I think it is, I just feel like there's a deep-seated sadness to it. Or maybe I'm the sad one.
Because you don't have it.
Because I don't have it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
It's a slippery slope, and you know what? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break with something that I could actually say I'm pretty
goddamned obsessed with.
Yes.
Because now that's what I call music. Yes. Volume 3, yes. Add 1, 1999.mp3.
Or stick.mpeg.
Your boobs are huge.
Are you ready for Now 3?
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do. Oh, when my love is all I had to give.
Now 3, all hits right here, right now, on one brilliant album.
Sometimes I die.
Three, featuring some of the biggest names in pop music today, including the Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, 98 Degrees, Ideal, Smash Mouth, and Fat Boy Slim. With your credit card order, you'll receive this cool Now CD holder free. 18 of today's superstars, right here on one collection. Now, that's what I call music, Volume 3. To order Now 3, call the number on your screen. Or send $17.98 for CD, $15.98 for set, plus $4.95 for chicken handling to be impressed on your screen. Must be 18 or older to call.
His name was Steve. That was me.
I actually really like that song.
I like that. Who sings that shit?
It's Soul
Asylum? No, it's not Soul Asylum.
Oh, fuck, I knew the
name,
too.
It's something like 30 Seconds to Pussy.
I tried to sing it at Sunday Night Funnies once, and I was like, I never sing karaoke. Oh, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do karaoke. Yeah. And then like as soon as I did, everyone stopped paying attention.
Well, not only that, you're like, hey, will you back me up? And I was like, yeah. Then I stood up and I was like, I am fucking drunk.
Oh, man.
I was like, I can't even stand
up. Just stood there and it was, it was awful.
I'm going to look it up.
Who the fuck does
she
it?
She likes.
It's called Hey Leonardo is what the song is called.
Hey Leonardo. It's by the Blessed Union
the
of
Blessed
Souls.
Blessed Union of Souls.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, because I got like all into it at first and was like trying to actually sing and was like, and then I was like, I have not had enough to drink yet. This is...
Yeah.
She likes me for Shmee.
It was Shmee.
It was me.
It was Shmee.
Yeah. I like that.
That's a hook blooper for all you savvy, heavy...
Hookers out there. Yeah.
Oh, my good
Speaking
stinky
of
lord.
Hookers. we haven't done a fart yet.
Not in a while. There you go. That's close enough.
Yeah.
All right, you guys,
we're not
it.
On the fart board yet. Here we go. Oh, boy.
I wish we knew her name because we have like 8 of her farts.
Dude, I want her to fart in my face.
I wonder if she queefs that
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, you know what?
Maybe it's a mix because you can't tell because she has undies on when she's.
They're just together, just owning. She has
the
sister
sisters.
Yeah. Her sister queefs, her brother burps, and then her son is gay. They're just cornering the market.
He farts out of his dick.
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Dick queefs.
Ooh, interesting. That would pretty painful, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, what if the air had to be stored in your balls first?
Oh, and you just got these inflated balls.
Like somebody walking around here,
you
like
a balloon with grapes in them. Yeah,
that would be a bummer if in real life. What?
Well, if the air was stored in my balls, I would grab the opening of my dick and then just pull it. Yeah, there we go. Yep. Yeah.
Maybe if you filled them up long enough, you could jump in the air and float for a minute.
Oh, then we can all float
on a dick
on,
fart.
Yeah.
What would a dick fart be called? Would it just be a queef? Because they got the queef market.
Yeah.
Like. Do you think a queef is a pussy fart or is it a genital fart?
Yeah, what is a pussy?
That's the question, honestly. Because no one's had to ask because there's been no dick farts ever.
Yeah.
Somebody poison my boner hole. Somebody shoot some air up in your dick.
Yeah. Get back to us, Johnny Witt.
Yeah. Can it kill you if you shoot air just up into your vagina?
Yeah, dude. I was reading a thing in Cosmo that was obviously fake. No, I really, like.
No, no, I know. It's just always funny.
It was about like this girl. She's like, I used to like this guy would go down on me, and I loved it when he would just blow air in my cunt.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was like,
she said cunt too?
No, well, yeah, no.
I was gonna say that's an aggressive.
Can they print that? They might be able to print that.
If a woman says it, I mean, she's referring to.
Yeah, I'm just reading what I read. You know, I mean, I'm just repeating what I read.
Hey, I'm just.
But yeah, hey man,
hey man,
it's just her prose. She calls it what she wants it. Yeah. No, so she was like, I like when a guy just, she was like, I like when he just blow air and then just like scream into my vagina.
Whoa.
I think she was trying to steal his soul, but
oh
like.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, suck the air out.
Yeah.
Like,
and she was like, I had to go to the hospital because I was just getting chest pains. They're like, there's a massive air bubble like around like your heart, and it, like if it gets you in your heart, you like you can die because yeah, like, fuck up, yeah. But I so thought, don't yell into a vagina.
Whisper into it.
Yeah, don't blow into
it. You gotta do anything. Whisper. If you're ever mad exactly. at your mad at your girl,
oh god,
go down on her, and then technically you'll win the fight. Yeah. Technically, because yeah. she'll forget about it because you'll be eating her out. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a nice treat for her. At the same time, just whisper all that yeah. hate. Deep into her pussy.
Poison her.
Just
with
poison her. Yeah. It's a poison her. Slowly poison her with an air bubble. Yeah.
I'm gonna poison your ass, yeah. girl. Just, well, I mean.
Remember when you we had that fight last September? Yeah. And I blew an air bubble in your pussy.
Well, if she. Okay. Your cunt. So the pussy's bad, but like. Because I imagine if you blow it up the butt, it's just going to come back out, right?
Yeah.
You
know, there's
butt,
something.
But don't play
there's
games.
There's something about. Okay, so here's where I first heard it.
Okay.
I read a...
front to back. Back to front, my bad.
A Chuck Palahniuk book called Snuff. It's about a girl...
I read that.
It's about a girl who's doing like the longest gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I read that
one. Dudes. And one of the
things... No, it is front to back.
One of the... wiping?
Yeah, I said back to front.
Back to front.
I said front to back, and I was like, no, back
to
front.
If you're an expert,
like, no,
it's back to front.
Yeah.
You like to live dangerously.
Yeah, exactly.
With a stinky balls or cunt pussy.
If you love UTIs.
Ooh, boy.
Who doesn't?
Apparently, you got to pee right after you come.
Yep. Yeah, to if you're a girl.
And
you know
dudes,
why?
Apparently.
Well, it's less common in men because our urethra is longer.
Mm.
And that's why women get UTIs because it's smaller. Yeah, because I got a big ass fat urethra, ladies.
Oh, long urethra.
Let me piss on you.
I had a buddy. Yeah. I had a buddy one time. I was peeing off of a deck, and he goes,
"Oh yeah, I was there."
He goes,
"It was me."
Jesus, Kuban, your dick must be huge. You piss so hard. And I was like, yeah. "That doesn't have anything to do with your dick size."
Yeah,
right.
I think it's just your prostate. Maybe
I just try to get rid of it.
Honestly, don't think. I don't know what it is. Honestly, I don't think it's. I don't think it has any. I don't think there's any correlation.
My Kegels are what's strong.
Yeah.
I was this close to a dick fart. This close.
Man, there's some dudes. We're both pee shy. But, like, there's some dudes, like, when I'm at a urinal, where they'll, like, walk up and then, like, by the, like, they'll walk up and I'm like, there's no way their dick's out already. And they'll just be peeing. I'm like, how the fuck can you be, how can you walk up and then just be immediately just piss, you know?
I have no clue.
I can't do it. I need to close my eyes. I need to meditate. I need to fucking act like I'm at a babbling brook.
I need to try to just actually run up and just go. Because if I start to think too much, then I
Oh, I have to
done.
Like focus.
Like, oh boy. I was at a Dodgers game once with Dan. And their urinals are awful because there's no dividers. Yep.
It's the worst.
And they're down to like, they're like maybe 2.5-3 feet off the ground.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's just standing there open. You're just chilling.
Filled with ice?
No. It's weird because it's each its own bowl, but they're right next to each other. So you might as well just have a trough.
Okay.
You might as well just have like a trough. But for some reason, I don't know. They don't have dividers, which I get because it was busy as fuck in there. But I go in with Dan, and I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. And Dan's like an adult, and I'm just fucking psychopath, anxious-ridden retard.
Yeah.
And so I just go up and he dongs out and starts pissing right away. And
sweet dong, by
I just
the way.
Dong out. Well, I just dong out and then I'm just like hanging out there.
Yeah.
Like, well,
yep.
This isn't happening. Yep. And then I'm like, how long do I sit here? And then my head starts going, it's like, well, your cock's just out. Like,
yep.
Like, so anybody, and I was on the very end. Like, so anybody coming in or leaving just could turn and here's this fucking idiot with his dong out.
Still not going.
Just not peeing.
Yeah.
Just like,
yep.
Like, what are you doing, homie? And I was like, oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah.
So then I just like waited until he was done and then put my dick away and then was just like, well, and walked outside and I go, yeah, I didn't pee. And I was like, I'm going to go try to take a shit. And then I just sat down and peed like a lady.
Yeah, that's a good one. I have to do that in public sometimes too. Yeah. If I can't get a stall, it's not going down.
Oh, man. Just give me a dark hole to pee in.
Yeah, just fucking.
Shut all the lights off.
Yeah, can I just close the door for a sec? Because if I can't pee, I'll just like oh, I peed. And then like half hour later, oh, I didn't get it all out. I got to go pee again.
I don't even get it. Cause like that point, especially I thought when I was younger, I was like, oh, maybe I'm pee shy because I'm like afraid of people seeing my dick or something. Yeah. But then I was like, it's not even that. Cause I was sitting, I like 2 minutes straight, just hung out with my cock out.
Yeah.
And was just like, hey, that,
yeah,
there it is. Like,
yeah.
Why aren't you doing it? Like, yep. Keep the, it was awful.
Yeah, it's, you know, life's not fair, and also, I wanted that to be so much longer.
I liked it so much. Life's not fair. All right, well, I was going to say, what was it?
Oh, that was that? A good one.
As I sit here, brokenhearted, came to shit, but just dick farted.
Just world started.
Oh, just world started. Okay. All right, you guys, we're going to...
Oh, boy, we're running long, Johnson.
We're going to do a new bit for you guys.
Yeah.
And then decide afterwards if we want to keep going. But I think, depending on how this bit goes, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new bit.
Oh, it's a new one.
It's a new one.
Mr. Grinch.
Mr.
Pinch a Loaf. And then you get
You're doing great.
Oh, there we go.
There's more farts on this page.
Oh. Does the...
Oh, we got to save some, though.
Yeah. Does the RNDM mean random?
Random.
Okay, uh-huh. I like that. Okay. Well, that sounds like bees.
It's just a
beads.
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 Job is not on board.
All right, so all right. Fanny pack. You want to explain it?
So this new bit is called Fanny Pack.
Ooh,
and this... The whole thing is just what we're going to do is we have a bowl full of famous people.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick one out of the bowl, and then we're going to pick a thing.
An object. Yes.
And we're going to guesstimate how many of that thing that person would be able to pack in their fanny.
Yeah.
Fanny pack.
And we're going to keep the word fanny up to interpretation, either meaning the English definition of butt... Or the cooler version as pussy. So,
yeah. I guess it'll just depend on the thing or person. We'll switch it up.
Well, depends on what time zone we're in.
The nice thing is we left it open.
Yeah.
Just like their gaping
orifices,
fannies.
Yes.
Orifices.
Fannies, yeah.
So,
let's get started, shall we?
I'll pick the person here. Let's play a little bit of picking music.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
And
perfect
we got one.
Music.
Cher.
Okay. Oh, what is Cher going to throw up there?
Now you get to pick the thing because I picked the name.
Oh. Well, should I just do random?
Yeah, just do that.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm going to do the Price is Right wheel.
I learned it by watching you.
Adam Sandler movies. / VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, digital.
What are we going to pick? We got to pick one of those.
I was just going by the titles.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's Cher. She's been around a while.
So let's go with VHS.
If she could turn back time.
Let's go with VHS because that's
find
more.
A way.
She's probably.
Yeah. Let's go with his better earlier work. Let's do that. Okay. So how many VHSs and which movies?
I guess we could go with anything because we'll go back in the era if it was originally released on VHS.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it has to be. So if we say like Billy Madison.
Yeah. Oh, she could definitely get Billy Madison.
She could definitely fit Billy Madison VHS up.
Yes.
Well, so wait,
it's
what
too
did you
damn
mean
hot
by the
for
movie?
A penguin.
You said by the titles.
I just meant like... By which movie she could fit up her butt.
like the duration of the movie?
No, just the movie itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I kind of like that,
too. It's too damn hot for a penguin not to be in Cher's ass, you know?
All right. Well, let's start. So, yeah. We'll start with Billy Madison.
Way up there.
That one's deep in the
that's a good start
archives
one.
Of Cher's ass.
Then what do we got next? What are you thinking?
Let's go with Jack and Jill.
Oh, Jack and Jill. Skipping a couple.
Not as deep in the ass.
No, because that's...
but it got lodged.
You got to do some Twister with your sister to get it up there.
One's like... You ever hear those traps where, you know, you can... they put the nails in downwards, and then you reach your hand in to get the gold, and you can't pull it out because then the nails dig in your hand.
Oh yeah,
that's how her ass works. But with Adam Sandler movie DVDs,
it's like that. It's like that trap in Saw where the girl reaches in. You know what I'm talking about?
And it's just, but it's just the, DVDs, discs.
Yeah, yeah. It's just Adam Sandler. Yeah. No, so you can get wrist. In, but when you pull them out, yeah, you slit your wrist. Yeah.
As many times as people have wanted to slit their wrists with Adam Sandler movies, now you can.
Yeah.
In Cher's ass.
Yes.
Fanny.
Thank you, Cher.
Sorry.
You know what? I believe I can fit in my ass. I don't think I can jam enough up. Maybe even I'll fit Spanglish. Yeah.
I think she'll fit Spanglish.
Spanglish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her front fanny is
we
swallowing Spanglish real quick.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's swallowing Spanglish and spitting out rain over me.
Oh, it spit it out. That one didn't take.
Nope. She was like, that's an ass movie.
She could have fit more, and her fanny spat it out and swallowed it up her fanny ass.
That fanny's got taste.
Her backwards fanny. Her,
backwards fanny. I like that.
I'm trying to think. I like fanny. I like fanny in British slang because it's fanny. I guess the word fanny in general is like
it's funny.
It's like hello and goodbye. It's like aloha.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes like things in. It says hello to things.
You can,
and then also says goodbye to them.
Yeah, you can yell in one end and then put your ear up to the other end and then hear it like fucking soup cans with a string in between. And
if you listen close enough, you can hear the Cajun man from SNL, whatever his name was. Is that what his name was?
I don't know. I'm laughing so you think I'm cool.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You just
the opera man.
Yeah, opera man. Isn't there like a Cajun? He does a Cajun dude or something though. Too,
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know the opera man.
I think he does a Cajun.
Oh, that sounds racist.
But if you, it probably is.
It's probably super honestly. Racist.
But if you,
please just. I hope there's no Cajun man, and you thought it was the opera man.
No, he does do a Cajun thing. I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it, man.
But if you listen, if you stick your ear. to the rear of Cher, and you listen real close, you can just be real quiet. You can hear,
what's that?
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Now get your ear just a little bit deeper.
Oh, it's up in that.
And you can hear this.
Speak for yourself, moron.
Oh my God, that is funny!
But honestly, if you dig in.
How much closer can we get? Let's find out.
If you dig in super deep. You get
no yelling on the bus.
You know what happens when you get too close, though?
Fuck shit. Fuck me in a fucking ass. Fuck you, you fucking stupid cunt. Monkey licking. Fuck that.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh no! That if you hear that, then you know it's too late. You're too deep in Cher's ass.
Oh, that's when you know you've gotten the.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
And then all of a sudden,
you're in big trouble though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Oh boy.
We should just push them all, right?
I'm gonna no.
There's so many of them.
No,
I forgot how many Adam Sandler.
Oh my God. I guess what I would say, the end number for what the amount of Cher Adam Sandler movies she could fit in her front.
What's the bookend? Yeah.
69.
69, but what's the final film we're going with?
Oh, the last, the one that's peeking out, the one that the corner is peeking out of both sides.
Yeah, the turtle.
It went through both sides.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Going overboard.
It's not Punch Drunk Love because that's too good.
No, that one didn't even get up there.
No, she was like, I respect that film. It's gotta be fucking Bucky Larson.
It's gonna be me. Oh, would you count that as an Adam Sandler movie?
I would. He produced it.
Yeah, but that opens doors to a lot of stuff.
The movie was his idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah. When he's in though.
Oh, I know what it is. The last one hanging out. One of his latest ones.
Sandy Wexler.
Yes.
Keeping the front and back of her fannies super Sandy and Jewish.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Sandy Wexler dangling out of Cher's fat, PH fat, fanny, PH fanny, cunt.
Dangleberries.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Do we have that the sound effect from last week?
Yeah, you got to be a little more specific.
The tennis grunts?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's over.
I hope we do.
It's over in the 30 seconds up.
Okay.
What do you... Well, okay, so we want to do another fanny pack or leave that?
Yeah, let's
that
do another one.
Okay,
right?
You pick the name this time.
Yeah, I don't think we got enough time for would you rather... That's what it was.
There.
One more. It's so fucking ridiculous, man. Okay, here we go. I'm picking a name, and the name is Sean Puffy P. Diddy Linen Fucker Combs.
Lion
what Fucker.
What was his last name? His Sean. Final name was like Lion something.
Oh, that was Snoop.
Oh, was that
Snoop Lion?
Snoop changed it to Snoop Lion. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
no. Sean Puffy P. Diddy.
What all did he change it to? Was it another thing?
Puffy P. Diddy. I think it was
Diddy.
Yeah.
Did
oh, yeah. Then
Diddy
he just
once?
Did Diddy. Yeah.
Well, he's a lion.
Do
fucker,
a Diddy.
He's
diddy,
a linen
dumb Diddy. All right. So, Sean P. Diddy Chomes.
P. Diddy Biodomes.
I saw the movie. Pretty good.
Can fit. We're gonna see how many of. How many baby tears?
Baby tears.
On Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, Witty, Coulda, Shoulda.
P. Dizzle for Shizzle, you remember that?
Shizzle, my.
That fucking video that Ben Stiller was in?
Oh my gosh, how long ago was that?
Oh, so long ago.
And I ran.
No, it was, fuck. Because it's Bad Boys for Life. We ain't. Go with nowhere. We ain't
going nowhere. Cause we're
be stopped now. Cause that's Bag Boys for Life. You know?
Bag Boys.
Yeah, bag. They're,
so they
were
lost
Kroger's.
A lot of money. Yeah. They worked at a Kroger's.
Hey man, it's a respectable job.
We ain't.
I applied for a job at Kroger's. They didn't give it to me.
Go nowhere. Why not? You weren't singing the song.
No, that's exactly.
They're like, sing our theme song. And you were like, and
I.
No, in my pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Baby tears?
Baby tears.
I think it's enough baby tears to get Biggie shot again.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. That
baby, that's a lot of tears.
That was not his fault.
I think the way he takes them.
Yeah.
Is he does this yoga move.
Ooh,
and he just spreads cheeks, opens the cornholio,
uh-huh.
And then has someone ring a baby out like you're trying to shake change.
Oh,
out
there
of a
you
nerd.
Go. Yeah. Go on, baby.
trying to get some milk money.
I like that.
But instead, you're just getting some silk cummy. Not really. Yeah. Baby tears aren't.
I hope he's like on the floor, ass cheeks spread, and he's like, I'm a bad boy for life. And then like, just the baby fucking.
Yeah, you are.
Just fucking. Wailing.
What about fresh baby tears? Like he hangs out below leg spread pregnant women and then he gets the tears. The first baby's tears.
Okay.
Straight out of the womb.
Uh-huh.
As soon as the doctor spanks him on the ass and says,
spank that ass.
Bad boy spanks that ass and then squeak.
Yeah.
Scricks a couple of tears out into his ass.
I'm gonna go with five anchors of tears.
Five anchors.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go...
Or 69 furlongs.
Ooh, I was going to say...
Furlong Johnson. Sorry.
No, you're good. 438 fingers of tears.
Okay.
You know, like how they measure booze?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I bet you got a deep, deep...
Eddies.
Deep Eddies.
I like deep Eddies. 16 super soakers
of
baby tears.
Even better. Yeah. I you know what? I agree with that.
Maybe even 86 women squirting.
God damn it. I was trying to think
of baby tears.
That's exactly where I was going for. Yep.
86 squirts of baby tears.
25 cc's of baby tears.
$1,200
$1,200
You know what's great about the word squirt?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is anywhere else it's used aside from the pussy? It's just a little bit.
Yeah.
But women had to go and ruin it all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies. A leader is not a squirt. If you're making a, if you're in the kitchen making a recipe,
some pussy soup,
and that recipe asks for one squirt of lemon juice, you better not be, you better not be squishing that lemon with your pussy and squirt. I don't know. I got
better
lost
not
on
have
that
to
one.
Get a graduated cylinder, full of pussy juices.
Bing dong a ding, fling flung a fling, ching chong a ching, and that's.
And that's the way the news
goes. The way
the
news goes.
Yeah. That was fun.
All right. Well, that was Fanny Pack, you guys.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about P. Diddy. I'm going to do some research next time.
I feel like both of these people have actually done what we just guesstimated.
I could see that. Yeah.
P. Diddy. Especially P. Diddy.
Oh, he seems insane.
How can you be a bad boy without
for
doing
life.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a bad boy for life.
Exactly.
Somebody comes up to him and is like, yo, Diddy, let me squirt these baby tears in your ass. And he's just like
you got it, Mace.
I'm already open. Yeah. Mace me with some baby tears.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, disgusting.
Perfect. So did you write anything down? Because guess what? We have to take a break.
Guess
I
what,
didn't
my butt.
Write anything down.
I didn't write anything down either. But the nice thing about that is we are clever fellers.
Yeah.
And we'll come up with something, I think.
We're going to do a 30 seconds off?
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
With some wavy gravy Lays.
Oh yeah.
With a voice you may, it may sound familiar, but probably won't because he doesn't talk that much and it's pretty quick.
Helicopter's going by.
But here is a wavy Lays commercial with Elijah Wood. Dink.
A week of scout camp. How hard could it be?
Yeah. I'm your new troop leader. We're going to chop wood and dig a ditch. From here to there. Any questions?
Bet you can't eat just one.
Kid, I once went an entire week without breathing.
New Wavy Lay's Hidden Valley Ranch flavor. Bet you can't eat just one.
Keeper!
Hidden Valley's a special ranch. Wavy Lay's are special potato chips.
Yes.
Hey, it's my wife.
Elijah Wood was in that one.
Yeah, speaking of Elijah Wood.
That's Elijah Wood. It's like a lot of wood, but
oops.
It's
I didn't
Christian.
Need to push help.
AIDS!
do you believe in packing stuff up my butt? That's what I should have said back in that segment, but you know what? Timing's overrated.
I agree. I disagree. All right, so this is the point in the episode that everyone dreads, especially us, called Name That Episode. And I think we came up with one here.
Yeah.
I'm going to spit this hot fire.
Let's hear it.
Let's go with Share the Load.
I like that.
C-H-E-R.
Yes.
T-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-A-D.
Because she's dividing the load up between the puss and, the farter.
The puss and the cush.
Pinky and the stain.
What are we going to do tonight, Pinky? Same thing we do every night. Shove Adam Sandler movies up us.
I think that's the name, actually.
Pinky and the Stain?
Maybe not. Or, I don't know. I don't care.
Okay, well,
we'll talk about it later.
This one we're going to leave up in the open for you guys. And you'll see it when it's released. I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, someone's going to listen to the end of this episode first. And you'll see the title.
Yeah, that's
true. You've already seen the title if you're listening to this. But we definitely have two to go off of. And, oh my gosh.
I tickled my own asshole a little too much with that one.
That one made me quite happy. Thanks so much for listening, you guys.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
We're getting ramblier and ramblier as we go on with these, and I apologize for everything that we do on this podcast and in our daily lives.
Yeah.
My name is Jacob Alan Kuban. You can find me online at Alan Kuban. Go to moistjunk.com. Check out some shit I just released. 6 new hot dog
flavored
waters and some chocolate starfish. And
Yeah, do that. And then if you want to, if you're in the California area, go out to the Irvine Improv. I'm going to be hosting all this weekend. Yeah. The 20th to the 20th. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it the 25th to the 20th?
You know, I am not good at days or numbers or being alive.
To the 27th.
Nice.
Got one show on Thursday, two on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. One on Sunday with feature Nate Craig and headliner, my buddy, Wolf Bruh.
Daniel.
Chummins. The cum Cummins. He's so, yeah, come check that out if you're in Cali. You're probably not, but your boobs are huge.
After you squeeze them, find me online, Casey_Sauter, all lowercase, who cares, and just fucking call me an idiot.
Ooh.
That's all I need.
And call me an idiot. That's.
But don't.
Ooh, call me late for dinner.
Yes. Go
ahead.
And
that is what I. Whoa, shit my ball, said the king to the river. Lick my ass. Let us.
Yes. My wife is gay.
Oh, in my ass.
Darling, get up. I brought you my love and brought it barley. Said the girl.